Lovely cricketing weather. Lovely holiday weather as well.
Super. Not too bad over here as well. And of course, the build up, I suppose, must be beginning for the Caribbean Premier League in a few weeks. Gets underway in July. Just to talk about, are you sort of starting to build up to that now, starting to get excited, maybe?
Yeah, it is. Different things are starting to happen. You know, different advertisements and all these sort of things are happening now. So, for us, Latte was a good addition to the Caribbean. You know, franchising the cricket and having a CPL and people playing for different nations that they didn't come from and stuff like that. So, it's good for us. It was a good experience. It was beneficial for sport of cricket in the Caribbean, for tourism, you know, local businesses, everything. So, you know, it worked well for the Caribbean people.
Yeah, you mentioned something very interesting there about how, you know, players playing for different regions, because you yourself playing for Barbados, which must have been a different experience for you at first, at least.
Yeah, of course, it was a different experience. Normally, Trinidad and Tobago and Barbados rivalry, and then, you know, having to go and play for Barbados, you know, Trident, and then coming up against some of like your friends and teammates on Trinidad. It was exciting as well, and it was something that, you know, it motivated you because you want to come out on the top of your teammates and your friends. So, you know, it was an extra motivation for you as well.
And as captain of Barbados, how much do you really relish the challenge of captaincy? Because you're an all-action cricketer on the pitch, you're batting, you're bowling, you're fielding, but captaining as well, how much do you enjoy the challenge of taking that all in and doing your best with that?
Yeah, it's a great challenge. You know, for me, you know, it comes I wouldn't say it comes naturally, but it's something that I relish, and I take it as a challenge and an opportunity. So, you know, for me, I just try to go there and, you know, impart whatever knowledge I learned, you know, playing T20 cricket around the world, and, you know, get the guys to trust me and, you know, let instincts take over from there. It's the same action pattern, same thing, same aggression, same everything for me. Nothing has changed. You know, if something is a challenge that, you know, I'm accepted, and, you know, I'm looking forward to it again this year. I'm looking forward to actually winning the tournament.
And Barbados, of course, finishing in the semi-finals last year. It goes without saying you'll be wanting to go better than that this time around. What are your thoughts on the squad that you guys have assembled for this year's tournament?
I think we have a good squad again. I think we have a good squad of youth, of experience, and, you know, of course, the management team have experience in their own right as well. So, I think as a team, what we try to do is just try to incorporate team in everything that we do. Try to incorporate honesty. Try for guys to enjoy themselves, and most importantly, you know, do what is required on the cricket field. You know, Desi, he is our mentor. He's the funny guy around the group, and to have a legend like that, be it that sort of guy, you know, that's absolutely fantastic. And then Robin Singh, you know, a hard worker in his own right, you know, coaching me in Mumbai Indians and coming on to impart his knowledge on us in Barbados Trident, Henderson Springer, the other assistant coach. So we have a good group of guys on the top there, and then obviously the players. We have experienced players, and then McKenzie, you have Shakib Al-Hassan, you have Shoaib Malik. So all those guys are experienced international cricketers, and then you have the young guys from the Caribbean, you know, the young Bayesian guys. Then you have Dwayne Smith, you have Jason Holder. But I think you have a very good team. Just looking forward to try to play as a team, and, you know, hopefully, as I said, go from that semi-final spot into the final and hopefully win it.
And a few changes this year, taking a turn in tournament. Obviously, goes all around the Caribbean, different start times to try and get more eyes on the game, if you like, which must be, it's a way, I suppose, of the tournament taking a higher profile, which you must be very pleased with. And you talked a little bit already about how important it is for the region. So, really, a tournament going from strength to strength.
Yeah, it is. It's good for, you know, trying to see the game to different parts of, you know, different viewership around the world. But the only thing, I just hope that doesn't take away from the crowd. We have fantastic crowds and some of the start times early morning and stuff. So let's see how that goes. Let's see how it works. But at the end of the day, we as players, we look forward to it. We look forward to, you know, participating in the Caribbean Premier League and doing our best for the people of the Caribbean.
And I don't know if you can answer this, Kieran, but how does it compare, if you can compare it, to other 2020 tournaments around the world? And I think you're a good person to answer this, because you've played in an awful lot of 2020 cricket around the world. Where does it stand for you?
To be honest, at the moment, it's pretty young. It's something that was good for us as Caribbean people. It's something that is new. We need to just improve the quality of cricket. We need to improve the quality of pitches in order to get that quality cricket. But I think it was a good tournament overall. You can't really compare it now to the Big Bash and the IPL. in that sense. I wouldn't do that just yet. Mm-hmm. I'll give it a couple of years and then make that sort of assessment.
Good stuff. And you mentioned the IPL there. If I can just sort of move on to your season in the IPL with the Mumbai Indians. Different this year in the UAE to start with, then back to India. A very poor start for your side, but then a super finish. So just sort of sum up how you felt the season went.
Yeah, Dubai wasn't too good to us. We didn't win any games there. We languished into the bottom of the table, and you know, people literally wrote us off from that instant. But in 2020 cricket, you can see miracles do happen, especially that game we played against Rajasthan Royals, chasing 190 odd in 14 overs. So miracles do happen. And, you know, momentum is all about momentum. We got a momentum when we got to India. We got to a comfortable place at, you know, Wankhede, our home ground, and we started from there. And, you know, from there, we never stopped until we lost in that sort of semi-final sort of clash. So, you know, these things happen. We are defending champions. There's a new team. There's a lot of changes to our team. So, you know, we were one that it took a while to gel as a unit, and that was one of the things that cost us in the end. So, you know, it's a learning experience. Everything you do is a challenge and a learning experience, and hopefully we can better that and come together and, you know, start better come next year and, you know, go all the way again. But, you know, these things happen in cricket, and you take it as it comes. As to my performance as well, you know, what was good for me is that I actually lasted the entire IPL. Coming off a knee injury, you know, was pretty one where I wasn't sure exactly how you're going to react to that, and getting the opportunity and playing the entire IPL, I think, was a win for me in any situation.
And that game against Rajasthan, you called it a miracle there. The most dramatic game of cricket, or the most dramatic finale you've been involved in?
Yeah, you know, after that game, you know, from now on, you know, you always say it, but you never want to believe it, that the game is never over until that last ball. And from now, as I told my teammates and told my friends, I'm never going to judge a game or never going to write off any team until that last ball is bowled, because, you know, to get 190-something in 14 overs, mm-hmm. that in itself was a miracle. Corey batted brilliantly, and it was only one performance from him, and then all the other guys just chipped in around it, and it looked easy in the end, but, you know, it's something that you never thought would have happened. Even us in the dressing room before we started the bat would not have had the slightest idea that we are going to win this game. But, you know, as I said, miracles do happen.
And they're talking about things you might not think of. I know you guys practice the catches on the boundary where you take the ball and you throw it back into play, but that wonder catch, I mean, even you, sure, you must have been impressed with yourself for taking that one. That was a stunning piece of fielding.
Yeah, of course. When I look back at it, I'm an old shocked as to how I actually did it. But, you know, as I said, instincts, you know, heat of the moment, you jump, you put your hand up, and it's stuck, and then you look, you see it going over the boundary, you throw it back, and then you run and you dive, and again, it's stuck again. So, you know, like I said, you practice it, but you don't practice it with that same intensity, and when it happens in a game, you know, you feel good that, you know, you can actually accomplish something and do something like that, for instance.
And as you say, not bad considering you were sort of maybe not sure where the knee was as well through the tournament. One thing, outsiders such as me, you know, never played professional cricket, sometimes look at the Mumbai Indians batting line and we say, well, why are you batting a little bit too low? Is that something that you ever feel, or do you have any input into the batting? Or say, look, I want to come in and bat here, or do you not feel that you're batting too low sometimes? Sometimes the team relies a little bit too much on you and only brings you in when you need too many runs off too few balls. Is that not something that you're thinking about?
For me, I'm always one that, you know, always want to do what the team is required at that point in time. But as you said, sometimes in itself, the situation gets too difficult. And even myself can't get a team out of it. Sometimes we talk about getting me in certain times, and then sometimes it just goes through the window for some whatever reason. Mm-hmm. So I guess most time management staff will have to answer that for you. But, you know, as I said, whichever situation I try to use it. So it hasn't worked for us well this year. Me batting and not getting enough batting enough over, I don't think it has worked, so I think it's something you have to review. But at the end of the day, as I said, I'm still willing to do whatever the team is required, and I'll still try my best. It didn't happen, but I know for a fact that when I went out on the field, I gave 100%.
2020, very much a game about being flexible, isn't it? Reacting to the moment.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.